systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Friday, January 8th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny. Why do you still laugh?
Thank you so much for being with us. Episode number 295. Five more at that big 300 number. TheJamHole.com/live is where you should be watching these shows at, /feedback type shit, or give us a call, 4624-4687. Red Fox says, I'm not used to you saying 2010. Me neither. I'm still trying to, like, I remember the
2010
20XX. I remember when it turned 2009, we were trying to figure out, because we had that whole thing where it was like 2008, if you're keeping track. My name is Matt and his name was Braden, and then I was like, we can't say that anymore because it's 2009. We can't be like 2009 if you're keeping track, because 8 was like 8.
I thought, you know, the keeping track thing was pretty gay.
Yeah, so. Well, you gotta bring the show in somehow. You can't just like open it with a prayer or something. I mean, who does that, right?
Why do you still laugh when I say my name?
I don't know, because sometimes it catches me up a little bit.
No, it's been like every episode. So
Galactor, like, are you seriously at CES? You fucking cunt. I wanted to go to that so bad. I wanted to drive my Ford-sponsored Lincoln MKT down there.
What's
CE? CES, Consumer Electronics Show. It's in Vegas. Huge expo where all the geek electronic companies debut their brand new shit. That's going to be...
Nerd!
But it's so... Like, it is the epitome of geek. Like, it's kind of like the podcast expo. I imagine it. I've never been to one, so I don't know. But I imagine it like people walking around with their phones around their neck, constantly recording shit.
Maybe like hackers or people, too.
No. It's not a hacker convention. It's not like a DEF CON or
that.
Black Hat or anything like that. But
yeah, I'm going to Vegas, but I won't be seen or near any of that.
Yeah, so you want to tell everybody about your trips? You're taking quite a bit of time off these upcoming few months here.
Leaving
me high and dry here.
Well, the first one I just found out about today.
Yeah, that sucks, but
my uncle just got out of the hospital today. He's been having like heart attacks and stuff.
He needs his battery recharged in his pacemaker.
I guess, I don't know. He kept having these weird heart attacks and stuff. Like his heart would speed up to like 180 beats per minute or some shit, and his
that's like fucking hardcore levels. Like,
yeah, he was asleep. He
Amsterdam.
Said,
fucking hardcore. That's 180 BPM, dude.
He said that he was asleep and he had like three guys shaking him and waking him up and stuff. And he finally got up and he saw the three dudes around him shaking him. And there's another dude like rubbing paddles together and shit. And he's like, holy
no
fuck.
Shit. They're yeah. getting ready to like fucking shock his yep. shit. Can he's they do like, that if you have a pacemaker
yeah,
in though?
Yeah.
I didn't think they could do that if you were.
Yeah.
Because it short out your shit.
They can.
Huh. That's
but,
crazy.
But he's like, what's going on? And his pacemaker was set to go off if it went below 40.
Right, right.
And if it went over 190.
Right.
And his shit was at like 179.
Wow. Where should it be normally? Like what's normal levels? Like 80 or something?
I don't know.
If 40 is the minimum, yeah, it's got to be like around 80 then.
Something like that. But like it was weird and he kept doing that and stuff. And they got him on some weird medication now that's supposed to like make that stop, and it has stopped, and they let him out today, but I guess they need to do some more stuff with his pacemaker to get it going right, and I have to drive him to Missoula on the 1st of February, and I have to be there all that night, the 2nd, which Monday is
the first, right,
and I'll leave like at 2 o'clock or whatever, and I'll get there, and we have a place to stay and stuff, and there's like this house thing that's right by the hospital that we get to stay at. And They'll be working on them all day Tuesday, the 2nd, and then I will leave Wednesday morning and come back here.
So you might possibly make it back for a Wednesday show.
I will. I will. Yeah, I will make it back.
Assuming everything goes well.
As long as Wayne doesn't die, I'll be
exactly.
Fine.
So hopefully he'll be all good and you'll make it back for the Wednesday night show.
Yeah,
so
and I won't even
Monday,
really miss work for that because I'll be able to work Monday. I'll have Tuesday off and then I'll have Wednesday off and then I'll just work the rest of the week then. So I only have to have the 2 days off.
Yeah. So Monday I'll try and get Braden to come host the show with me. If he can't do it, I'll try and get Odie. If he can't do it, I'll see if someone else wants to do it. If not, fuck it. I'll do it myself. I've done a show by myself before.
You can just call me and I'll do it over the phone.
It ain't no thing. Or, yeah, we could do that. I could call you for part of it or whatever. So
not a big deal.
Either way, there will be shows. I'm not going to take a vacay or anything like that. So I'll keep bringing you shows regardless what happens. Yeah, Amesby says get Sean. I'll get somebody. We've had at least 10 or 15 different people on. I could get 26Z to come fucking host it with me or something.
You could have Ashley come by and do it while I'm there.
I could get a blowjob and get the show done. Fucking A. That's a
so
good
funny.
That's a good idea.
And
so then your next trip is going to be when?
April.
And you are going to
Vegas.
Not for CES.
No. I'm going to Vegas.
And this was, I think we mentioned this a bit ago, that when you were thinking about doing it.
Yeah.
So I think they know why, to get a car or some shit like that.
Huh?
Aren't you going down there to pick up a car for her parents?
No.
Oh, what totally are you going
different.
Down for?
Well, because Ashley has a brother and a sister, and each one of their birthdays, on their 21st birthday, they all got a trip to Vegas. Each one gets a trip to Vegas for the 21st birthday. Ashley was on probation for her 21st birthday.
Huh.
So she wasn't able to do it. She gets off March 31st.
Oh, that's cool.
So her dad is...
Pending any fuck-ups from now till then.
Right.
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 Has she been staying low? Lay
yes.
low?
Yes.
Okay.
And
why you get all defensive? I'm just asking. What's up?
You always just make that insinuation, that's all.
Well, I don't know. Lots of people I know that have been on probation have fucked up and gotten their shit extended, you know? Like,
yeah.
The boss's son is on probation. He got his shit extended.
Well, she's doing really well,
goes.
So she's not going to fuck up. She doesn't want... She's not going to fuck this up for herself,
yeah.
you
well,
know?
Well, that's good.
And,
Are the kids coming?
What?
Are the kids coming?
No.
Remember, your best friend, I don't know if you know this or not, your best friend has children.
Yes, I know.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
I just want to make sure you
no,
remember
no, the kids
that.
Are not coming. That would be ridiculous.
Okay.
Anyway, April 19th is my birthday, and her birthday is April 21st.
Huh.
So, we are planning on going down either... the 16th, which is a Friday, or probably on my birthday, which is that following Monday, the 19th. We're
so you're flying
go.
There?
Yeah.
Good luck with the airlines.
Oh, we've already got it.
Enjoy that.
Why?
Have you heard what's been going on in airports?
Not really.
Wow.
What?
Have fun with the strip search. No, they've been totally just, I don't know. Good luck. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think I'm going to have a problem getting out of this airport. I think coming back might be a bitch.
It's not so much here because it's such a small airport. They are kind of fuckers here, but it's more so major airports. Like, I imagine McCarran down in Vegas is going to be like that. LAX, JFK, shit like that. Like, they're just... The lines are ridiculous. You're going to miss flights and shit. They're...
Well, see, we might actually be, we're going to be flying into Vegas, but we might be flying out of Morin something, Arizona. I can't remember the name of it.
How are you getting to Arizona from Vegas?
Driving. Her mom and dad actually live in Arizona, and they're going to drive over and meet us in Vegas. We're going to party there for a couple of days and then drive back out there and hang out there and stuff and relax for the rest of the week because they have a really nice place and stuff out there.
So you'll be gone for the whole week for that time, right?
Yeah. I think
you're going to miss 3 shows there.
Right.
Okay.
And it's going to be pretty cool, though. He offered to bring me along basically because you know, I was there for his daughter and stuff and pretty much kept her out of prison and all that. So he's like, you know, thank you so much for being a good friend and everything.
Amesby says, my husband managed to get a knife on our carry-on when going on our honeymoon. And I talked about that before, about that book or something that dude wrote all about how he snuck in all this shit that supposedly you weren't able to do, like liquids not in the container and gels and knives and matches and fucking box cutters. Like, he got them in through all these different airports and shit. Like, it's all for show, but it makes your life hell if you travel.
Yeah, but so he's buying my plane ticket. He is he's buying our hotel room and everything. He's paying for pretty much everything that's going on out there. He's giving us spending money to go gamble and play and whatever. So,
well, I would hope so, because you don't have any extra cash.
Right, right.
Unless you can turn in some of those collection slips to get, like, money for them.
Yeah, no.
I don't think it works that way, though.
Did I tell you I got served again?
Again? Yeah. No, you failed to mention that.
Yeah, by the same guy.
Right on.
He was like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, am I being served again? He's like, yeah, you are.
Well, that's pretty sweet. What for this time?
Something in 08.
Okay. Regarding?
I don't know.
Okay. Something. Sounds good.
I have no idea.
How many warrants for your arrest do you have now? Two?
What? Why would I have warrants for my arrest?
When you get served, you have to go to court. And to the best of my knowledge, you haven't been to court.
No, you don't. You don't have to go to court.
What is it? What do you do then?
Basically, if you want to
dispute it?
Yeah, if you want to dispute it, you go to court and you're not going to win anyway because it's a hospital.
So you just ignore it and hope it goes away?
Basically, what happens when you get served is like, They're trying to take it out of your paycheck.
You got to dance at
and that's
them,
fine.
Right?
And let them try and find me. But I'm so under... Finding where I work is going to be really hard for them, trying to find me on paper. Because it's such a small place.
Doesn't matter. You know? That's what they do. I'm sure I made this joke last time you got served. But I would have just danced at him and been like, boom, B-boy stance. Served him.
Right. He's a cool guy, though.
Did you invite him in again?
No.
Let me tell you about this talk show. Come here.
No, his son listens to us.
Yeah, that's what you were saying last time.
Yeah. He asked me how the show was going and stuff. And
oh, yeah, Amesby's right. She says, if you ignore it, it will go away. That's a good point. As long as you use your social security number, I think they can find you. Yeah, I think so.
No, if they don't collect it within so long, like, they have to drop it off.
Certain things. I don't know about
that. No, hospital bills, if
they go... Is there a statute of limitations?
Yeah, there is.
Huh.
That's kind of what I'm waiting for. I know it's like a bunch of years, but if I could get away from it, so...
Yeah, Red Fox says, the guy trying to put me away is a cool guy. I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
fun.
Yeah, so it's gonna be really cool. I can't wait to go to Vegas. I've never been there, so I'm looking forward to it.
Don't do the coke that the black guys sell. Get your coke from the white guys.
No, Ashley's dad's gonna hook it up.
All right. So. Don't die. And if you come back all cracked out, this is over. Like, for reals. Huh? I just want to throw that out there. If you come back here and you're all fucking strung out on that shit. And you're, like, all fucked up.
What do you mean all fucked up? Like, coming down?
Yeah, like, coming down, like, jonesing, like, fucking withdrawing, like, freaking out and shit.
Even when I did coke,
I'm just
like
saying,
that, I never got like
that's,
that.
Okay, that's fine.
I would
I'm
just come
saying,
down.
Don't come home all strung the fuck out with, like, fucking scars on your face and
what?
Fucking dick-sucking marks
Are
and all that
nuts?
Shit.
I'm
just
crazy?
Saying. I'm just saying.
You keep
I'm,
saying I'm going like, go
there
and die.
I lived in Vegas. I know what happens there.
Okay, well,
but you're looking
can you
for a bag of weed.
Me a little better?
You're looking for a bag of weed, and all of a sudden you're fucking doing lines of ice with some dude with dollar signs tattooed all over him with his white girlfriend screaming at him in the background. It's a crazy place, dude.
Why don't you trust me enough to think that I'm just going to go and have a good time and
because
come home?
Because I know how you are and I know your vices and you're going to a place that can fulfill all of them. That's
so
why.
I'm
going to
go and have fun.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just saying, leave it there and don't come back all strung out. That's all I'm asking.
Well, I might come back a little hung the fuck over, but...
Well, that's fine. I don't want you to come back and be like, oh, I gotta find some more coke. Oh. Like, I don't want to deal with that. I can't deal with that. Seriously. That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be fine.
Don't bring back no herps either. There's a lot of herps down there.
I'm not going to have sex with anybody when I'm down there.
Why?
Why would I do that?
Because it's Vegas. Hello? Have you ever seen the movies?
So? What, do you want me to go and cheat on you?
Cheat? What?
What are you... What? I don't get...
I'm talking about casual sex. Are you talking about cheating and shit? What is that? So you know what's awesome?
If you have casual sex, I will kill you.
When I have sex, it's never casual, first of all. Second of all, in a knife fight, I would destroy you. So don't make death threats to me.
You've never been in a fight in your life.
Knives are different. And I told you
about
that.
You've never been in a knife fight.
That's a lie.
Look at you.
I've played knife fight many times.
With butter knives going, ah.
So? Same fucking concept. I fucking held hands with a Mexican while knives were in the other hands and we were fucking going at it.
Okay.
They were Nerf, but still, same concept.
Anyway, I would not have sex with anybody in Vegas, okay?
Okay. Have you ever been there?
No, I have not.
There's some hot bros down there, I'm telling you.
Do you want me to go and fuck somebody in Vegas?
I'm just saying, don't come back with the herps. That's all I'm saying.
Do you, what?
What?
Why would you think that I would go to Vegas and fuck some random guy?
Oh, I don't know.
Why would you even think that?
I don't know.
Stop it.
It's Vegas?
You think I'm going to go there
I'm just,
OD
okay.
and die?
Because here's
or
the scenario.
Get arrested
check this
and
out.
Fuck some random dude and get herpes. Great.
Not necessarily.
You have such awesome faith in me, okay?
Not necessarily in that order, but check this out. Here's a scenario, okay? You and Ashley, a couple of available chicks walking the strip, right?
Okay.
Couple of dudes come up. She's into it. So obviously, by default, you'll be with the other dude. You guys will probably be fucked up, if not by your own choice, by whatever pills these guys put in your drinks. That's how it happens. I know, because I used to be one of those dudes walking the strip with my black friend that had dollar bills tattooed on him and picking up chicks. That's how it happens. I didn't have to put pills in their drinks, but excuse my face.
Matt.
It's just how it goes. I don't think you're ready for that place. Vegas is crazy.
Why do you act like I'm a child?
No, not at all. I wouldn't let my child do coke. Come on, let's be real here. Let's be real for a minute. Yeah, Ainsby says he's just projecting on you what he would do if he went. Duh.
So what, should I just not go because of all this stuff you think I'm not ready for?
No, I'm just saying be careful when you're down there.
And why wouldn't I be?
I don't know, because you have one picture of what this is going to be like in your mind, and when you get there, it's going to be a total whole nother world, and you're going to have all this money, I guess, and all these drugs, and that's just how it goes. That's how it happens down there, and it's crazy. Triptych knows. Hey, Day, does this scarf smell like chloroform?
Right.
That's how it happens, man.
I'm going to go, and it's going to be awesome, and I'm going to have a lot of fun, and I'm going to come back alive.
Let's hope so.
Okay?
For the jam hole's sake. Jesus. Let's hope so.
You put a downer on everything.
I'm just saying, I'm being realistic, because you've never been there, and I have, and I'm telling you that city will eat you up and spit you the fuck out, because it's crazy.
Well...
Rizzlemill from Chicago says, just go to the outdoor bar near Paris and watch the dancing waters at the Bellagio. Why coke and not just drinking?
What?
Have you met my girlfriend Dana here? Have
why
you met
would
her?
I just drink?
Exactly. That's why. And that's why I don't have very much faith in them. And it's more so.
I mean, I haven't done that in almost a year now. I mean, if I'm going to go to Vegas and have some fun and vacate, you know, it's like, yeah, I want to do some blow. It's
see?
Not like.
See? That's what I'm saying. And that and who you're
that
going
being
down
a
there
once
with.
In a wild thing, yeah, I would like to do some blow. It's
she's
not a big
crazy.
Deal. She's not crazy.
In Vegas, she's crazy.
How do you know that?
Because I know what the town does to
you
people.
You don't know her.
And I know how she is, and I know what that town will do to her. And you'll be with her, so you will be by default. You're going to have a great time, and I hope you take pictures while you're down there and some video, perhaps.
Yes, I will. To prove to you that she's not insane and that I'm not going to go get myself killed.
Yeah, for that to happen, I would need to have somebody go down there with you to take pictures. I mean, it's easy not to be like, oh, let's just not take pictures of this next 2 hours for a minute, you know? But no, I'm sure you guys will have a good time. It's a crazy fucking place, though. Swing by Shelter Island, and if there's a hot redhead still living there named
Beat
Jennifer,
okay,
say hi. And if there's a...
just stop.
She'd probably be 58 by now.
That's disgusting,
she
by
was
the way.
40 when I was 17. I'm 29 now. Yeah, she's got to be in her 50s. If there's a 52-year-old Mexican lady that has like 8 kids, you tell her I said hi also.
No, I'm good. I'm not going to your ex-fuck
No, Shelter
house.
Island's a dump. It's a weekly place. If you need a place to stay for a week for like $100, it's good to go.
Yeah, no, we're going to be staying at like the MGM and shit. Like badass places.
Must be nice. Yeah. Rizzlemill says, how about a Smashley and Danny live remote from Vegas?
What?
Like filming live, like streaming live from Mm-mm. down there. She has nothing to stream live with.
No.
So, yeah.
Unless you get it for me, and even then I probably would not do it.
Yeah, and if there's any kids running
not
around down there that kind of look like me, just don't even mention my name. If you do that for me. Appreciate it. So, right. Speaking about Vegas, we got another MPP update. You know, we were talking about all the cool shit, Marijuana Policy Project, MPP.org, all the shit they did in 2009. And one of those things was pushing a ballot in Nevada, which, as we mentioned, was a zero-tolerance state for any marijuana-related things. MPP had a big day in Nevada on Wednesday. Our ballot advocacy group, Nevadans for Sensible Marijuana Laws, submitted language to the Secretary of State for a ballot initiative to tax and regulate marijuana in the state. When this initiative passes in November 2012, adults in Nevada will be able to possess up to an ounce of weed and will be able to purchase it from approximately 120 safe legal retail stores spread throughout the state. That's pretty awesome. If they can get this passed there, like, that will blow my mind for sure. To go from not even medical to like full on, it's go buy it wherever. I mean, it's kind of like that already, as long as you're not buying it from cops. But like, it'll be good. And a lot of the weed down there is not very good, unless you got to spend like decent money to get shit like we get here normally.
Yeah.
There, like, you spend cash because it's like $20 a gram and it's like little fucking crack baggies and shit, and it's all shady, and you're probably gonna get mugged, and yeah,
I wouldn't know.
But this is really cool. If they can get enough people behind this, I definitely can see it passing. But of course, there is some opposition, which this guy's a huge fucking douche. Judging by the media coverage of the announcement, there's going to be a tremendous interest in the campaign over the next 3 years. Within 24 hours, there were articles in major newspapers throughout the state, news reports on many local TV stations, and an AP story which appeared on the websites of dozens of media outlets around the country. excuse me. Of course, our opponents are geared up for battle. Within hours of the campaign launch, Washoe County District Attorney Richard Gamick, huge douche, held his own press conference where he pretended to take a hit of marijuana and made a comparison between Sodom and Gomorrah and the drive to regulate marijuana in Nevada. Hey, Richard, have you seen Nevada? Like, have you been there? I mean, obviously you're there right now, but I mean, have you really been to Nevada? It already is Sodom and Gomorrah. Regulating weed there will make it nicer. Because then people don't have to go to shady dark alleys because they're afraid if they get caught with a gram of weed, you're going to put them in jail for a fucking year. That's going to make it better, not worse. You fucking idiot. Sodom and Gomorrah, really? He pretended to take a hit of weed and then is like, I got to go rape a bitch. But first of all, regulating weed in Nevada is going to turn this place into a real Sodom and Gomorrah. Look
That's
around,
stupid.
Dick Fuck. Sorry, Dick Gammick. His last name's not Fuck, it's Gammick. That was my mistake.
I think it's Fuck.
His attack won't go unanswered, that's right, because the MPP fights back, little dick fucks like this.
MPP.
Yeah, you know me. the campaign is preparing an ad calling him out for his ludicrous behavior and his unhealthy addiction to demonizing and punishing people who simply choose to use weed instead of alcohol for recreation and relaxation. So suck on these nuts, dick fuck. That's awesome. I hate when people do that, when they're like, oh, God, coming out with a ballot to regulate weed and tax it and make our broke-ass fucking state
way
a
rich.
Whole bunch of fucking money. Oh, you're going to turn it into Sodom and Gomorrah. And then God will come down and just totally destroy it, right?
Pretty much.
I'm sure if God was going to destroy...
Oh, you smoke pot, I smite thee.
Yeah, right. Because all the fucking dick sucking and the coke blowing and all the other fucking vices that Vegas has there hasn't pissed God off yet. But if you legalize weed, whoa! Look at... I don't want to be there on the day that happens. Let me tell you what. I will be far, far away. What a fucking idiot. So, yeah, MPP.org, definitely. If you guys are interested in any of the weed legislation that's going on, now is an awesome time to go join up. There's a ton of shit happening for 2010. Excuse me, 20X.
Caden says, God will smite Vegas. God
he
better
might.
Not smite Vegas until after I come back from
he
my
very
trip
well
to Vegas.
Might.
Yeah, he better just wait.
You better hope they don't get weed legalized while you're down there.
Oh, God.
Fucking A. If you hear trumpets sounding, just run, okay?
Just stay in my hotel room and do lots of blow. It's cool.
All right, we got another question here from the good Dr. Brendanos.
Okay.
It's a mess, God. We need to start human history and humanity all over. Here are your new options. Do better this time.
I know which one you're going to choose.
Hey, God, do better this time, okay? For us.
So,
okay?
You're God. Go ahead.
Option one, and I read... A sexist world where there is no xenophobia or racism. No person will fear, prejudice, or subjugate another based on skin tone, nationality, or place of birth. That doesn't sound very fun already.
What is xenophobia?
Xenophobia, if I'm not incorrect, is xenophobia? No, it's not the fear of aliens. It's people's races, different races, I think, are xenophobes. You're broken down into different xenophobes. Am I close at all? Can someone Google...
Fear of foreigners? That's what Red Fox says.
I think so. Like, different races, though, I thought. It was more like an ethnic kind of thing.
I don't know. Go on.
I just remember there was a game on the NES called Xenophobia. I thought it was pronounced Xenophobia. It was called Xenophobe. And it was all about you killing aliens, so... I don't know.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, if someone could look that up, I should have did that before. I assumed I knew it. I guess I don't. Skin tone, nationality, place of birth. Only gender separates humanity. Man and woman will know their place and never share common ground. So that's option one. I don't want to live in a world with no racism. I mean, come on. Racism's funny.
I don't want to live in a world where, like, I don't stand on equal ground as a dude. That's fucked.
Well?
I can do everything a dude can do.
Look around. Yeah, but you're different, and not all chicks can. And that's why.
They can if they try.
It was just on the last fucking Keith and the Girl I listened to, and they ended the show with some of his stand-up from Culture Shock, and he was talking about how if we wine and dine all these bitches and pay, like, you know, $200 to take a chick out, we should get hand job minimum, right? Hand job minimum. But then the chicks are like, oh, that's fucked up. And then he was like, well, why don't we just give you the $200 and get laid and be done with it. And the chick's like, oh, you can't do that. That's like prostitution. And it's like, you got to give the money to the bartender and to the restaurant guy and this and that.
No, and it's like, supposed to like get to know the person and shit and all that. That's what it's
for. Oh, Galactor says xenophobia is a dislike and or fear of that which is unknown or different from oneself.
But anyway, taking chicks out or going out to dinner and stuff is to get to know the person so that way you guys get more comfortable around each other to be able to feel it like you want
not,
to do the whole sex thing.
Not all the time. Sometimes you just
have
to.
That's what it's supposed to be for.
Well, right. And there's not supposed to be a thing called Craigslist where you can just go and hook up and fuck, you know? But there is, so we just got a deal.
Okay.
Option two.
But yeah, wait. Oh. Every chick can do what a man does. They can.
Then why
if
do
they try?
Why do they bitch and complain that they want the jugs with the handles on them? Then lift the ones without the handles. I'm a man and I do it. Why can't you?
Because they don't want to.
Well, then that's their fucking problem.
What I'm saying is every woman can do everything a man can do besides pee standing up unless you're awesome like me. but they can do everything a man can do if they want to, if they try to.
But they don't, because they fucking take full advantage of it. You know they do. They take full fucking advantage of that shit.
Yeah.
Open your own fucking doors then. You like it when we do it for you, right?
I open doors for people.
No, typical woman we're talking here, not Danny of the jam hole.
Okay, well, when I'm leaving or coming from gas stations, some chicks leave the door open for me. They hold it. They do that. Some people.
But maybe you put off an alpha male pheromone, and they're like, whoa, who's that dude? Oh, whoa, that's a chick. Let me get the door for you, ma'am. And they start, like, worshiping you. You're like the crazy Amazon bitch.
Caden says, can women take humongous shits? And Galactor says, yeah, it's called giving birth.
That is true. That is very true. Okay, so anyway, option two. A xenophobic racist world where there is no sexism. Both genders work together, love, respect, and complete each other. Politics, philosophy, art, nursing, morality, and wealth are not dominated by either gender, but come from a common understanding. Only skin tone, nationality, or place of birth separates humanity. Man and woman stand together forever against the stranger. You have to choose between option one or two. Failure to choose will result in option three. Ready for option three?
Go ahead.
No sexism, no xenophobia, no sex or jerking, and everyone stamps on a kitten whenever they see one. Kitten factories will be built to keep the world from running out of kittens. Nah? Kittens like that.
I need kittens.
So basically, Caden says, this sounds like a horrible sci-fi book. Yeah, I know, right? Basically, you're choosing between a world where the sexes are divided or a world where the races are divided. Why can't we just all be people? Why do we have to be men and women, niggers and spicks and crackers? Why can't we just be dudes and dudettes?
I don't know. I guess if we're going to start over and do it, it says don't fuck up this time.
Okay,
you
so let me put it this way.
Choices we're fucking up.
Would you rather be in a world where men and women are united, but all of the races are separated within each culture, right? Within
well, because
each
then men and
xenophobe.
Women aren't exactly equal, because what if the man is white and the woman is black?
They're
not equal.
That you can't have that, though. That's what I'm saying. It's separated by race rather than you have all of the men, all of the colors, right? All of them, but all
right.
Men on one side and then all women, all of the colors on the other side. I think you will get more done working men and women together and have all the races separated. That way your cultures are staying separated. Everyone's doing their own thing. But within those cultures, you have the men and women working together to build a complete system rather than have the men and the women separated, but have all of the cultures together, working together, but it's all dudes doing this shit and chicks doing this shit. I would rather the dudes and chicks work together, but each culture is separated. So I don't know if I'm racist for that, but I think that would be a better choice than the other option where we're just stomping on kittens all day.
Oh my God.
What do you think? Would you rather be in a world where men and women work together but all the races are separate? I think that's what he's saying, right? That's what I got out of this. So let's just assume that's what he's saying.
Well, your life is governed by where you were born and what color you are. Like,
so that's kind of how it is now.
What if, I mean, like, if it's where you're born, too. I mean, even though I'm white, since I'm born in Florida and I'm up here, like, it could be a totally different thing. I could be totally shunned for that.
Well, we're assuming, then, that this starts from creation. We're going to create the world and start it this way. So in where the men and women work together, there would have been no cross pollination of cultures within the system.
Caden has a point. Doesn't sound that different from the present.
Kind of, yeah. Except
it's saying the present, don't fuck this up in the beginning. You're already fucking this up by giving me these two ridiculous options, prick.
Thanks to Dr. Brendanos, you prick. But no, I think what we have today is a conglomerate of these two options. Depending on which, like, look at Iraq and the Middle East. That society, they're very much both. The men and women don't work together for shit. And they don't like people of other races, really, unless they're your slaves, right?
Right.
And that's how it started back then. So, I don't know. In Europe, I guess it's more of a, it's more jumbled together, I guess. But yeah, it's not like these clear, defined differentiations between all these different races and stuff. So, I don't know.
I think it would get along better that way,
with the men and women working together. You have unity within the household, but then everyone else, you know, is separated doing their own thing where they want to do it, how they want to do it. But you have, you know, unity within that. So, yeah. I don't know. It's a stupid question.
Yeah, it's a stupid question.
I'm just kidding. Thank you for that, Dr. Brendanos. So, you know what's awesome? We got that real cold spell, right? And then we got some snow. And then it warmed up. And then now the roads are like super fucking ice, baby. Too cold. Like just fucking frozen.
Yeah, like
frozen.
Way bad, dude. I'm in four-wheel drive like all the time.
I need to talk to the people that live here in Kalispell.
Oh, hey.
I don't know if you guys know this or not, but when you drive on ice, you actually have to start slowing down before you get to the stop sign, not when you're right at it. Because I've seen like fucking 10 people from last Wednesday's show till this show right now either blow right through some shit, like just straight up, burp, burp, later, dude, blowing through some shit. Or I've seen going through it, hitting the brakes, squealing some shit, and then throwing it in reverse because they're still sliding into a busy ass fucking intersection, right? Busy as fuck. Throws it in reverse and just guns it, trying to get the car to stop. Like, if you would have started stopping 5 minutes ago, you wouldn't be looking like a total dick fuck rolling through the middle of this intersection in reverse in your little piece of shit fucking Accord, SA. <I know. laughs>
That dude almost hit us.
Have you never been here before? Do you? Okay, let me give you a little physics lesson. This white shit that's everywhere, it's called snow. When it melts, it turns into water.
Oh.
When water freezes, that turns into ice.
And then when
ice
it snows
baby.
Again, it gets really fucking slick.
Your tires are made of rubber, mostly oil, some other polymers, whatever. Rubber on ice, baby, too cold, just fucking slides. An object that is in motion will tend to remain in motion until another force acts on that more so-called my bumper. And if you fucking slide into me, I'm going to get out and I'm going to punch you in the face and then I'm going to get your insurance information. Okay?
It's really slick, dude. The highway is okay.
All day,
but
dude.
In town, like in the little back roads and stuff, dude, it's way fucking slick. I'm in four-wheel drive when I'm in town.
I don't have a problem driving in this. I can come to a complete stop just fine. Why are you guys blowing through this shit like there's no fucking, like, I totally forgot I should probably have stopped at that stop sign.
Well, are you in four-wheel drive or
no.
two? No.
No. I use it when I need to, but I don't have it in all day.
Huh.
But what I'm saying is, okay, getting around's one thing, but, like, People don't understand that for some reason. Like, you've never lived here before. I see you have Montana plates, so obviously you've been here for some amount of time.
Or borrowing somebody's car.
And you're just driving like it's fucking summertime. Idiot, you can't do that. Because then you're gonna fucking... Oh, man. I saw that so much today, so much yesterday. Wednesday, when me and you were driving around, we saw that dude throw his shit in reverse and almost blow right through. Like, a major...
He almost hit us.
This is the highway, and this is another major road. And you're just like... Like, wow, dude. So, I don't know. I need to tell people that, hey, chill. Okay? Just chill the fuck out. Stop putting your makeup on while you're driving. Stop talking on the phone while you're driving. You can't talk on the phone and drive in the summertime. What makes you think you can do it in the wintertime? I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. I can do it because I can drive. I can put my makeup on and drink my coffee and smoke my cigarette and talk on the phone and text and play Poppy Jump in my dock.
I don't get how people don't know how to do that. Like, I can text and drive. I can talk on my phone and drive. I can smoke and talk on my phone and drive. Like,
but they don't understand that you have to start slowing down beforehand, not in, like, normally, okay, you start slowing down when you get to the sign. You can't do that now, especially when there's traffic and the cars are sitting over that spot, they're melting that ice, and then it's freezing again, and then it's melting and it's freezing, and that shit gets so fucking slick, and they're just like rolling through like it's fucking parade time or some shit. Holy Christ. And hey, if... You remember I told you guys a while ago on my Thursday routes, I delivered a crazy Jesus lady, right? And then retard family that has a kid, and the kid is like 4, but she's like super smart compared to her retarded parents.
Right, right.
So I'm delivering there yesterday, and the dude comes out. He's got these big old chops, total like mongoloid or whatever. He's down. He's downs, right?
He's and downs.
I call
is he
him
down
up
with the sickness.
And these are the people. I told this story such a long time ago, but I was like, if you don't ask them specifically how many empties they have, like, because what we do, we take how many empties and then give you full jugs for those empties. So we're constantly swapping out. The first time I went there a long time ago when I started this job, I was like, do you need any water? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, how many jugs do you need? And he's like, yeah. Like, if you don't specifically find out how many empties they have, they will just keep taking jugs. It will be like another one and another one. So I learned you have to specifically be like, yo, how many empties do you have? And he'll fucking take him 5 minutes to figure out how to count to 2. And then he'll be like, 2. And I'll be like, okay, that's how much water you're getting. Not, do you need water? And he's like, So I do that and I get down there. And he's just, like, standing there in the doorway, and their house fucking stinks, dude. And I feel so bad for that child, because he's got a bird in there, and there's cats, and it fucking stinks.
Birds are fucking nasty, dude. And if you don't clean your cat box, holy shit.
And if you're retarded, like, I'm not being funny, like, he is, like, for real, on paper, certified mentally retarded, and so is his wife. The kid doesn't look it so far, but you never can tell. Like, downs will manifest later, maybe.
I don't know.
And so I don't think they take very good care of that bird,
like,
or the kid.
I used to be smart when I was 4.
Yeah, totally. Like, your mom did a little bit too much fun.
I used to know how to take my beat teeth. That did not happen.
And so I hate going in there because it fucking stinks. And he's, like, just standing in the doorway, shirt off, titties hanging out, like, just disgusting retard mess. And
hey,
he's...
you need to enable URLs in my chat room, please, so I can post the link
I'm
for these people.
Sure. Oh, I didn't. Sorry. There you go.
Thank you.
Anyway, so he's, like, standing there, and I'm like, do you want me to just set these here or bring them in? He's like, and every time you ask him something, it takes him like 5 minutes. Like, he's digesting each letter of each word and then like translating it into retard speak or whatever, into down speak. I don't know what they use, but it takes him so long. And I'm just standing there like, this is getting heavy. Just, I'm about to just set this here and leave.
Okay.
And he's like, bring them in. And I go in there and I'm like, God, it fucking stinks worse than the Humane Society. And that place I hold my breath in. In and out, like, For real. It's so foul in that office. I don't understand how people work
in there.
It's so gross. And so I do that, and as I'm leaving, he's like, hey. And I'm like, fuck, what? And he's like, your name is Matt. And I'm like, yeah.
Congratulations, you win a gold star.
Because it says that on my shirt, right? Okay. And he's like, I have a brother named Matt. He lives in Washington.
Oh, yeah?
All right, right on.
Cool.
He likes water, too. How's your daughter? I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start going around and being like, hey, I have a cousin named
Whatever
Dana.
Your name is.
Like, that was the connection he made. Like, first of all, who cares, right? Like, who gives a shit initially? Why are you making small talk with the water guy?
Caden says, my dog's name is Matt. I put him down.
Yeah. Thank you. It just seems so weird that
he
was...
We should put you down.
We should. I volunteer for that. We can do that here legally now in Montana.
If you're terminally ill.
Does this count?
Yes.
I don't know. It just seemed weird like that. That was the connection he made that like... Like, he was searching for something to say, dude. He was like,
I have a brother
named Matt, and he lives in Washington, and he likes water, too. I'm like, I don't really even like water, dude. It's just my job. Fuck.
Great.
I hate my life.
You
Thank
have
you.
To like water. Your body your house like 80%
stinks.
Water.
Clean your house, dude. It stinks.
He's got downies, man. He can't clean his house.
Why did you have a kid then?
I don't know, because you fucked up and put your dick in something?
I don't know, man. I like to think that when two retards have a child, it was for real.
It's like
real.
That movie. Did you ever see that fucking movie where the two retards have sex?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
What?
There's two retards that have sex, and they're like...
Is that in one of my porns you found?
No. Huh. They like take each other's virginity and they're like kind of.
What the fuck movie is that?
I'm weird.
You're they're... weird.
No, I remember this movie, goddammit.
Did you beat off to it?
No. Shadow sex.
Shadowheart says, that sounds like some fucked up porn. I know, right?
No, like, they're like, weird. They're at some party later on and the dude's like, we did it. We had sex. And like, she's like, you embarrassed me, huh?
Wow, no, I'll have to add that to my Netflix queue.
Shit, I gotta find out what the name of that movie is.
Could you do that?
It's weird. The chick's like, she goes to a costume party, she's wearing a swan thing. I remember she's like in a swan outfit or
really?
Some shit. Yeah, it's like retarded, and he's a dog.
Because I was thinking shark, eagle versus shark, but that wasn't really
no,
retards.
No, this is like
they
real downies people.
Awkward. Yeah.
No. I don't know. And they're like, they like come out and they see each other in their underwear and dude's all like, nice underwear. And she's like, yeah, you too.
Nice. All yeah. awkward yeah. as possibly
yeah.
could be.
Absolutely.
That's so fantastic.
I got to find that for you. It's pretty good.
All right. And if you guys read the show notes for the Wednesday night show, I was going to talk about this tonight, but I didn't really have anything to write about. So I figured I would put it there. But for real, airline companies, chill the fuck out. Okay. If you don't get, I said this in the show notes for those of you that didn't read them yet. If you don't get your shit together by September, I'm not flying to Florida. I'll figure out another way to get there or we'll go somewhere else. I'm not going to deal with your shit and then pay you $1,000 to let you fuck my asshole. It's not happening. So I will fucking figure something else out. If you don't, you have till September. Start working on it. Figure it out.
Maybe we should just, like, go vacation somewhere and, you know,
like, totally not jam hole related?
Well, yeah, not jam hole related. We'll still do shows while we're out there, kind of like we did in New York.
Well, no, because if I'm going to vacay...
But we do the live show here...
If I'm going to vacay, though, I'm not going to bring all this shit.
Right.
If we're going to go for some jam hole shit, I will bring the shit. But if not, I'm bringing a laptop and that's it. I'm not bringing cameras. I'm not bringing mics. I'm going to have fun. I'm not going to lug around three fucking suitcases full of electronic equipment.
Yeah, but...
To do shows.
Yes, but do you want to miss a show? I mean...
We've gone 295 episodes without missing one. I think we'll be fine.
So
I'd hate to tarnish our perfect record, but, you know...
Well, I mean, why don't we just go on vacation for a week and then come back and do the live show at Anna's again? That worked out great.
Because the whole point of doing the live show in Florida was so that the people down there had a chance to see us and not have to come all the way up here. That was the whole point of it.
Yeah.
All I'm saying, I'm totally down to do it for sure. I'm just saying, get your fucking shit together or we're going to do it somewhere a little closer to here. That's all. Or I'll take a train down there. I seriously, for real,
oh, hell no.
I'm not going to deal with that shit. I heard what Hemda had to fucking deal with. I will not deal with that shit, dude. No fucking way.
I'm not missing
flights and there goes my fucking luggage and rerouting me. And no, fuck that shit, dude. No fucking way.
What did they do?
I just told you.
They just rerouted what?
Just listen to their shit. I'm not even going to get into it.
Ugh. Okay.
Jeff. Is Jeff here? Where's Jeff Buddha? I don't even know if that's his real last name. If it is, I'm sorry. Anyway, thank you so much. He answered the call. When I made the call, I was like, ring, ring. I need help with RSS, CSS, whatever.
And he was like, hey!
Yeah.
I do that.
We were chilling like all last night on the fucking G-Talk, like figuring shit out. We got the feed cut in like half the file size, so you guys can all thank Jeff for that. I thank Jeff for that. And yeah, he's going to go through it and figure it out, and it'll be a lot smaller. So we're down to a 2 meg feed size, a 2 meg RSS file, which apparently is still pretty fucking ridiculous. I guess Keith and the girls over 1100 episode feed size isn't even that big. So he gave me some hints on how to reduce the size of that. Stop putting so many fucking tags in because those make a difference. And there was like a fucking, there was a long ass span of episodes where me and Braden would copy and paste this paragraph of tags into each episode. Like it was the same for each one. So I need to go back through and like delete all those tags and shit, and that'll make the feed even smaller. So it is getting done. I still do need some help for some CSS design, stuff like that. If anyone knows WordPress or CSS or anything like that, email info@thejamhole.com and let me know. I definitely still need some help. And Jeff, your help is very appreciated. So thank you.
Yes, thank you, because then if you did not help, then you, Matt, would be engulfed in it forever trying to figure
it
out.
I got this crazy idea. Sometimes I get all crazy, and I was going to write some RSS from scratch. I was going to learn it, learn all the enclosures, learn the tags. I did that once when I first learned HTML. I was like, fuck the WYSIWYG editor. I'm going to do this shit by hand. I'm like, open tag, HTML, close tag, open tag, HEAD, close tag, open tag, BODY, close tag. I'm like, God, this fucking sucks, dude. But I did it. I made a whole page from fucking hand. But I was thinking, so I was all motivated. I'm like, I'll learn RSS. The enclosures shouldn't be that hard to figure out. I know HTML pretty well. It'll be fine. And I'll just write it by hand, and it'll be so super streamlined and optimized and awesome. And then I was like, yeah, that's never going to happen. So I didn't do that. Also, real quick before we get into some news here. Hey, everyone in Kalispell that can't drive on the ice, also, stay the fuck off of my 92.7. That is my fucking channel for my tuner. I'm so sick and fucking tired of driving around town, listening to my fucking podcast, and all of a sudden I hear the static, and I'm like, oh shit, here we go. Bam! I don't want to listen to your country music, faggot, and I hope you enjoy whatever it was I was listening to at the time, because I sure as hell didn't appreciate your little, and it's always country music every time, dude. Stay off of 92.7. That's my fucking channel, okay?
I'm sorry.
I'm so sick of it, dude. Every time
I usually get, like, when I go driving by people, I tune into 88.5.
Really? Okay, I'm on 92.7. That's the only clear one I get.
88.5 works good for me, but, like, sometimes I drive by and I get people that have, like, it's like alternative music.
People listen to some retarded ass shit. What the fuck? And I don't understand how this works. So if I'm hearing, because it's not a radio station, 92.7's blank as far as I know. So when I hear their shitty music, do they really hear what I'm listening to? Because
I don't know. That'd be cool.
If that's the case, I'm going to record a 5-minute loop of me saying fuck, cunt, shit, piss, I hate you over and over again. And I'm just going to drive around with that on. And let them get some of that. Get some of that. Get it all. But it's so annoying, dude. It like, I'm listening to like Skeptic's Guide or something, and all of a sudden here comes this god-awful country music, and then it cuts back out, and then I missed what the fuck they were talking about, and I have to rewind. But the iPod Touch doesn't have a very good bar to fucking do, because I'm on 1.0 firmware, because I jailbroke my shit.
I'm sorry.
It's so fucking annoying, dude. I need to boost the fuck out of that signal so everyone on all stations hears what I'm listening to.
Dude.
Let's do that. I want big old cantennas on the top of my truck just fucking chilling. Like, I want Soundwave, Shockwave from fucking some Transformer shit just up there like, ba-boom, ba-boom. Taking over satellites and shit. Fuck yeah. The Red Fox says, I think that's a federal offense. Yeah, probably. Okay, we gotta talk about something serious.
Okay.
Have you ever pooped?
Are you pregnant?
No. Well, no.
Did you test? Did you get tested?
No, but that's fine.
I'm not gonna be a mommy.
Have you ever pooped so hard?
Yes.
The part of your asshole comes out, right? And it's just like hanging out there, and then so you push it back in, right?
That's disgusting.
And sometimes it'll be fine.
I have never blown out an O-ring. Okay,
well, just shut up and listen. Sometimes it'll be fine. But other times, you get this thing that's like hanging there, and it gets like, not infected, but it balloons up, and it gets all big, and it hurts and annoying. It's not like a full prolapse, but like part of it comes out, and then it balloons up. Like, it inflates, and you can kind of squeeze it. So, you know, lately, you've been noticing that every now and then when your back's turned, then you turn around and look at me, I'm, like, playing with my ass?
Yeah.
That's why. And it's so...
Ew! Oh, my God! Whoa!
No, it's not something I need to
see. Dude!
This is the first time I've told her.
No, you gotta check this out. This is so funny. I, like, walk into the kitchen, and it's like I catch a little kid playing with his asshole. Because, like, he sees me, he doesn't move, and his hands are still, like, elbow deep in his ass.
Okay.
And I'm like, where are your hands? He's like, nowhere. Turn around.
It's not bad to wear. Like, it happens every now and then, and it usually goes away after a couple days. And yes, everyone smells their fingers.
You sick.
You catch
fuck.
People like going like this, like
you're smelling your prolapsed asshole.
It's not
That's
prolapse.
Disgusting.
It's not a lapsy.
Let me see it.
I think it's a hemorrhoid. What's a hemorrhoid? Okay, but you notice like lately when you go to smack me on my butt and I'm like, ah, that's why.
Oh my God. It could be a hemorrhoid. Do you know what a hemorrhoid is?
No, well, that's what I'm asking. So is a hemorrhoid when you get that little thing on your butthole and it kind of balloons up a little bit? Like, it's not that big, and it goes away usually after a couple days.
It sounds like a roid, dude.
What's a hemorrhoid?
Listen to me.
I didn't look it up first. I should have. And this is the first I told her about it. You guys are welcome.
A hemorrhoid, it happens. It's like a hernia. You know what a hernia is, right?
When you blow out an O-ring.
Oh, God. No, a hernia
sounds like
and
a
or
droid.
A hemorrhoid.
A hemdroid? Come on. Oh, where's my bell? I got it. A hemdroid. That's funny.
Are you going to shut up now?
I'm going to name my droid hemdroid. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. A hemorrhoid is when you push too hard and a muscle... Okay, you've got a wall of muscle.
So if I show you,
can you
tell me
like,
if it's a hemorrhoid or a prolapse?
Yeah, but I don't
prolapse
look at it.
Is the whole pink sock like hanging out. This is just on one side, and it's just a little part.
It's a hemorrhoid.
I was going to pop it the other day.
No, do not pop it.
Because when I was a kid...
That will hurt like hell.
It hurts. Thank you. When I was a kid, I used to... I remember that happening once. And I fucked with it so much, and it hurt so bad. And I remember I squeezed it once, and I felt it go, and it hurt, but I was like, oh, it feels so much better. I had to be probably 14 or 15 maybe when that happened. And ever since that, and then like it, I popped it, and then I fucked with it, and then I pushed it back in. It's so stupid. And then it went away after like a week. But then after that, I got one once, and I didn't pop it because I remember like that fucking hurts so bad. And I just left it alone, and it went away after like 2 days, 2 or 3 days.
All right, I had a pretty bad hemorrhoid a while ago, and I had it removed.
After I, like, surgically?
Yeah.
You have to get that, really?
Yeah.
I
they don't really
thought
just they'd go away.
Really? Because mine always have, if that's what they are.
Well, if and they're small enough, I mean, if they don't right. go back in on their own, then you have to have them surgically removed.
How long do you give it usually? Like a week?
No, I just wait until they go away. If they don't go away, fuck it.
I never knew that that's what it was.
Shadowheart says, thanks, Matt. I've been needing to throw up all day. Good looking out.
Ah, right back.
Hey, dude. No, what a hemorrhoid is do you know what a hernia is? Is like if, okay, you have a wall of muscle that's going horizontally, okay? And then something pops through it because there's a weak spot in your muscle.
Right.
That's what it is. But in your asshole. So you're pushing too hard and something pops through your muscle.
Right, because I noticed it only ever happens after like a really hard poop.
Right.
Like pushing really, like probably harder than I should be. But it's been like a forever since that's happened. And I knew
you must have taken a
the other
poop.
Day when I took a dump and I kind of felt something. I was like, oh, I bet this is going to bug me. And sure as shit, the next fucking day, I was like, God damn it. And then yesterday at work, I'm like in and out of my truck all day, right? Delivering.
If you take a big shit and you bleed a lot, it's because you just popped your hernia.
I've never bled. Oh, that's gross. Because I did take a dump since I've had it, and it didn't hurt or anything. But I was like, I wonder if.
I've had that happen. Like, I popped it while I was taking a crap and just blood all in the
fucking bowl. Is that, they're just filled with blood then?
Yeah, they're like
big
blood.
So I could have just drained it and been fine.
Probably.
I'm glad I did.
Like, holy
you
should
have seen me yesterday, though, before you got home. I'm like in the bedroom and we have a long mirror.
Oh, my
mirror,
God. I can just imagine this.
And I'm like,
this.
My ass to the mirror, my head down between my legs, like leg. Here, hold on. Like, oh, leg up on the wall.
Thank you for that.
Trying to like look at it to see exactly what the fuck is going on down there. And then I started squeezing it, and then it hurt, and I was like, yeah, I better not. So,
dude,
quit hitting my butt for the time being, first of all.
I'm not
going to
lick your asshole for like ever now.
Second of all, holy fucking shit, dude. When I was at work yesterday, like I said, I'm in and out of my truck all day. It was bugging me so bad because I always like hop in my truck and I go and I sit. And then all day today, it didn't hurt, but it itched. And yep. So all day, I'm like driving, but I'm going
squirming.
Like this, dude, like trying to itch my asshole on my seat.
Oh my God.
And every place I went to today that had a bathroom, I'm like going in there and like grabbing some paper towels and getting them wet and like,
Oh my God.
So that's
dude.
Normal, right? You guys all get that kind of shit? Okay, cool.
No, it's really not normal at all.
Actually. It's been a while, and I wasn't going to bring it up at all, but I knew
you want me to pop
you
your
were
hemorrhoid.
Like, why you keep fucking with your asshole, and then every time you tap my butt and I move all weird, I figured you knew something was up, so then I figured I would mention it.
I keep walking
it.
In, you're like this.
Yeah, because I'm like itching it and moving it, because it fucking, yesterday it hurt, though. It was like big, and it hurts so bad.
That's what you look like, dude. Hands in pants.
I know.
Like,
so, and I wanted to explain to you, because I'm not usually like that. If my hand's in my pants, it's on my dick, not in my butthole.
Oh, my God.
So, I thought I owed you an explanation. So
yeah, you got a hemorrhoid.
Quit hitting my butt, please.
You want me to pop your
Because you kept
hemorrhoid?
Doing that. You kept doing that yesterday. Every time you would walk by me, you'd be like, boom, on my butt, and I'm like, damn it, quit that. But I didn't want to tell you to quit that because usually, like, that's cool and shit. And then, like, yesterday, though, you kept
that's
doing
why
it. And
you
I'm like,
think, you think I'm doing it all the time, but it's actually just normal. It's
and
how I normally do
that's
it.
That's maybe why I was in kind of a pissy mood the last couple days because it fucking hurt yesterday, dude. But today it was cool. Today it just itched like fuck and like all day, man. I was totally doing that. It reminded me of that question on formspring.me/thejamhole about the dog like wanting to rub your asshole on the carpet. Dude, I felt like that today. Okay. So is there like something you can put on it that'll help it go away or does it just go away?
Yeah, there's stuff you can put on it. It's like
Rizzle Mill says, dude, drink more water. How many jugs do you carry around in that truck? Gonna have to buy yourself a Roid donut for the truck. Oh, fuck. And all I could think about was that episode of South Park where Kyle got the hemorrhoid and they're climbing the fence and he gets stuck on it and he's like, oh, it popped. It hurts. It
oh
hurts.
Oh, my God.
I kept thinking of that. I was like, one of these times I'm gonna hop up in the truck and it's just gonna go. That's so gross.
Oh, my God. No, there's things you can get, like Preparation H, you know?
Really?
That'll
it's just a cream?
They'll stop the itching and shit.
Oh,
for
man.
It, and
hook
it, might
it
make
up.
It go down.
TheJamHole.com/ donate. Hook it up, guys. I need some Prep H.
Dude, it's like $5. Go get it.
Hook a brother up. Or a razor blade. Thank you, Shadowheart.
Would you like me to help you with that?
No, it's going away. It'll be fine in the next couple days.
I'm not licking your asshole again for like a year.
Didn't you think that was weird when you were down there? You're like, what's that? Another Whoa. Cyst on your asshole
no.
this time?
No, not
that's
at kinda all.
That's kind of weird.
That's disgusting.
Well, do you feel better now you know?
Kind of. Am I supposed to?
Well, I don't know. You have a reason now, I guess.
Yay.
Medics at Southampton General Hospital could not get the man's penis out of the stainless steel pipe because the restricted blood flow had caused it to become aroused.
I thought it was because he had his finger in his ass and you gotta like let one hole go so it gets unstuck, you know?
We've done stories like this before and every time I just wonder, like, what was going through your head when you were like, I'm gonna put my dick in that. Yeah. It's not soft. There's no lifelike silicone insert.
You just
wanna
see what it'll feel like. You just
wanna
see if you can get it in there. Why not?
There's no silicone insert in the shape of a vagina. It's just a pipe. Like, why would you ever put your dick in something like that? Like the dude a long time ago, we did a story about how he fucked a fucking picnic table.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't look like something I want my dick in. I'm sorry. It does.
Those
no
people
good.
Had a fetish with furniture.
No, I'm talking about a long time ago, there was one,
yeah.
It was a metal picnic table with the holes in it, and the dude was on top of it, dick down, fucking it.
Oh.
Which one were you thinking of?
Did we
do another story
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, there was something about somebody fucking a picnic table, and we found out it was a fetish for people to have this
oh,
thing with.
Oh, outside, and he just
yeah.
wanted the people to watch it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah
okay, I remember that. So, of course, when, you know, you can't get a man's dick out of something he puts it in, who do you call?
The Ghostbusters.
The fire department. or the Ghostbusters, probably.
Someone with a hacksaw.
Harold Ramis! I got my dick stuck in the pipe again. We're on our way. Woo!
Oh, my God.
They turned up with a special equipment unit from St. Mary's Station in Southampton and 7 firefighters to help in what a spokesman said was a, quote, delicate operation. Now, do they need 7 firefighters or is this like, hey guys, come check this shit
this
out?
This is like, hey guys, come check
yeah,
this out.
Exactly.
I just got this awesome call. You guys should come with me.
Like, for real, you didn't need the whole fucking fire department to come down here and laugh at me for having my dick stuck in a pipe. Like, that, you guys are fucking around, okay? I don't appreciate that. The firefighters used the 4.5-inch grinder, to cut the pipe around from around the man's penis. It took about 30 minutes, because penis is so small.
Yeah.
The patient was given an anesthetic, and his penis was left bruised and swollen, but otherwise unharmed. His pride has still not been found. the anxious man, aged about 40, gave hospital staff no explanation 40? About... 40. Gave the hospital staff no explanation about how the pipe got stuck after he turned up on Tuesday morning. Let's see here. I saw a hole, and I have a penis, and I put it in, and that was...
Yeah, that was that.
About the time I called you guys. Actually,
right.
A couple hours went by, and then I called you guys.
Pretty much.
The fire guy said, quote, initially, the crew did not have the appropriate cutting equipment to free the man. It was a very delicate operation that required a very steady hand, and the crew was worried about things getting too hot around the cutting.
Blah.
Hot and heavy, right?
Yeah, no.
I would have just lubed it.
I'd have just hacksawed that shit off. This is, what did you learn?
I would have cut it off like 3 inches past his dick and been like, you're just going to have to deal. Or you can pay me $5,000 and I'll take it off. Your choice, man. Deal or no deal. Your
That's
choice.
Fucked.
Don't touch me. Quote, it's certainly an unusual call out, and I'm sure the man won't be getting into that situation again.
Fuck no, his dick
people.
Is broken.
All right, Pennsylvania, Uniontown. Police say a man in a hospital gown stole $50 from his ex-girlfriend at blank. I'm going to give you a hint. Trailer Trash. It's a store. We have one here, and we're getting another one, and it's
Walmart.
Going to Walmart, absolutely.
Walmart.
Survey says.
Yay.
Family Guy, the latest Family Guy. Oh, my
Show
God.
Show me Walmart.
Show me Walmart. The Family Feud, that was so fucking funny, dude. Oh, my God. 32-year-old. Oh, so $50 from his ex-girlfriend who was at Walmart.
Okay.
And then he tried to flee.
Okay.
On a motorized shopping scooter.
Ooh, those things aren't very fast.
Not at all,
dude. What
are
you doing, dude?
My ex-girlfriend's kind of a fat fuck, so it's fine.
Oh, my God.
32-year-old Craig David Jr. If this is where I'm at when I'm 32, in the next 4 years, if that's what I'm doing, just kill me.
I will.
Galactor says, you guys have two Walmarts. No, we have a Walmart, but it's just a plain old normal Walmart. And they're building a new Walmart Supercenter. And then they're going to close. Where are they turning the other building into?
Don't know yet.
A church, probably.
Oh,
do you know Walmart owns a church? Like churches?
No.
Walmart owns churches. They have their own brand of church. Supposedly it's cheaper than all the rest, but I've never been there. 32-year-old Craig David Jr. Smithfield was charged Wednesday with robbery and disorderly conduct. Of course, being a total fucking dick fuck. Cop says David had just been released from a hospital for injuries in a domestic dispute January 1st, of course. Frey said David had been hit with a frying pan and table leg.
Huh.
Perhaps from the ex-girlfriend you just stole a fitty from?
Probably.
Perhaps. David was still in a hospital gown Tuesday night when he met an ex-girlfriend who agreed to pay for his prescription medication, of course.
I want my drugs!
I need my drugs! Hey, spot me
is
50!
Is this the call? No, this isn't the call I was expecting, was it?
No, it's...
That's so great! You got the Oxycontin?
That was
what?
So funny!
You got
miss.
I want my drugs!
Mr. Pewter Schmidt's an Oxy junkie. That was so awesome! Holy
Hello?
Christ!
Is this the guy? What guy?
No.
You the guy with the Oxycontin?
What? This wasn't the cause.
What do you mean, sir? I want my drugs.
That was so funny.
I guess this isn't the call I was expecting.
No.
It's so great.
So instead, he grabbed the fitty from her and scooted away. He is now in jail. And what do you say? He does or does not have an attorney? What do you think?
Does not.
Does not. Absolutely.
God, I'm good at this
You're
today.
You're getting really good at this game, by the way. That's so funny. Hey, I need $50. I'll pay you back after I sell these pills. Okay. All right. Speaking of robbing, our most fucked up state, 12-year-old boy arrested for allegedly pointing what turned out to be a toy gun at a convenience store clerk in northern Florida.
Nice.
Give me all your Sour Patch Kids.
I know, right?
You're 12. Give me that. I would have slapped him in his
slap
face.
Slap him with a pop.
In
what
his
are you
face.
Doing? I just sat there and squirted him, little motherfucker.
I would have pulled out the real gun and been like, nah.
Nah. Like, go buy your own Sour
Patch
Kids.
You're 12.
Kids.
Go home. Raise your kids better. Hey, parents. If you're not going to raise your kids, then stop having them.
Right.
If you're going to have them, fucking raise them. I don't need 12-year-olds holding up convenience stores with toy guns pretending this is fucking Grand Theft Auto 3. Okay?
Okay.
If I see that shit, I'm going to take it to fucking Left 4 Dead 2 and pretend your 12-year-old playing Grand Theft Auto 3 is a zombie and I'm going to kill him by removing the head. So that's how you kill zombies.
I don't know
if you know that or not. Authorities said the boy pointed a wood-barreled long gun at the clerk and demanded money from the cash register. After handing him an undisclosed amount of money, the clerk told deputies the boy said thank you and left. Video game generation, I love it. Deputy on patrol saw the boy walking on a highway. The boy attempted to run before being stopped. Authorities said they found the money and toy weapon. The boy was going to jail, but then they transferred him to the juvenile place where they put juveniles.
The juvie home.
Juvie home.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
That sucks.
Stop.
I'm
going to
tell
dumb.
You about a couple in Tahlequah.
Where the fuck is that?
And when I do the show notes here at thejamhole.com, you got to see this couple. The dude looks like a chick, and the chick looks like Fro Brow with the big old unibrow and
I gotta see.
Weird face. And isn't that fucked up?
Where's the chick?
This is the chick. I know, right? She's like, where's the chick? That's what I said. That's the chick, and that's the dude. Fucking cool. So anyway, these parents, they were fighting. They played tug of war with their 2.5-month-old daughter.
I don't get it.
You take the legs, I take the arms, and
right.
we tug
Pull
of
it.
Right. You never played tug of war?
Not with a 2-year-old.
2-month-old.
Not with a 2-month-old.
2.5-month-old. That's fucked up. That's the old fucking. You go to Pharaoh or whoever, I forget who it was, but the
play with a 2-month-old
the
pit
women
bull.
The women that were arguing over who got custody of the kid, and the Pharaoh was like, well, we'll just have to cut him in half. They were like, fuck it, we'll just tug a war. You got a rope? No. I got a baby hit ahead of her.
Do that.
Fuck yeah, that works.
The baby
that woman
had looks like a lumberjack.
Child abuse. The baby had 4 broken bones. Henry Carey is 18. Amber Walker is 19. Both of Tahlequah arrested. Bail set at $15,000 each.
They're 18 and 19.
18 and 19. Weird, huh?
They look like 40-something.
Yeah, and dudes, kind
yes.
of. Yes. Hey, hold on to that one, buddy. Let me tell you.
The dude takes it in the ass, and the chick chops down trees.
Hold on to that one, for sure.
And fucks that dude with him.
And they both sleep under her eyebrows.
I know.
2 days earlier, Feltz had been called to the Tahlequah City Hospital, where it was revealed that the child had a fracture of the left leg. An x-ray revealed that the girl also had 3 old breaks, one to each leg and another to her right rib. Looks like they played... Yes,
the
thank you,
King.
Red Fox. Solomon. King Solomon is who I was thinking of with the cut the baby in half.
Ew.
You are so fucking smart. Thank you. Both parents allegedly admitted to Feltz that they had fought over the baby on or around Thanksgiving and again on or around Christmas. It's what we do for the holidays.
Why would you fight over the baby? Why don't you just go, okay, you want it, keep it.
Take it.
Take
it's
it.
All
Gone.
Yours. Except, you know what? I'm not paying child support. Suck these nuts.
Except for this is how it would go with me and you'd be like, take it, I don't want to.
No. You take it. No.
No, you take it. You do it. Ah, let's bury it. Okay.
Abortion documentary. That's all I'm saying. Abortion documentary.
Retroactive abortions.
They described what led to the injuries as a, quote, tug of war. The baby loses every time in this game of tug of war. That's all I'm saying. The baby is the loser here. And her
Just
eyebrows.
Take it away.
And her eyebrows also.
Yes. Well, she loses.
Cops said that while the chick was holding the child.
It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter. They're both dudes. While the dude was holding the child around the torso, the chick... Now you got me all fucked up. The chick was holding the child around the torso. The dude would grab the baby around the legs and start jerking until he was successfully able to jerk the baby away. Pervs, I saw that. You thought I was going to say jerk the baby off. No. Jerk the baby away.
Tase the baby.
Tase the baby! We will have gem hole shirts as soon as this LLC thing goes through. That say tase the baby. That's our thing. Tase the baby.
I want hats.
A tase the baby hat?
Yes.
I want just tase the baby apparel. Hats, apparel. Shirts.
Keychains.
Fucking keychains. I want it all.
Pajamas.
The gem hole. Tase the baby. That's so awesome.
Oh, God.
A child, of course, is in the Department of Human Services custody. Charges against a couple who are living with whose mother? The dudes or the chicks? Who do you think? The dude's mother.
Of course.
So,
mama's boy.
That, and one of the comments here, who's the man?
Exactly. I don't get it.
That's what happens when kids have kids, you know?
That's what happens with inbreeding. Look at that. It's like, that is, I don't even know. Those
some
are,
messed up
they were
junk.
Made for each other. And that is it.
That is it. All right.
Red Fox says he wants his fucking jam hole jammies.
Jam hole jammies? We can make some Tase the Baby jam hole jammies.
No, I just want straight up jam hole jammies. Just a little logo everywhere and maybe like say the jam hole at like the top.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
All of these ideas you need to email to info@thejamhole.com so I can archive them in my mail. And when we get this LLC and this shit happening, we can make these
No
happen.
One should have to email you about the jam hole jammies. You made a fucking commercial for it for like how
like
long ago?
Like fucking almost 2 years ago.
So
okay.
You should be having jam hole jammies in the works.
Okay. God sorry. They're in the works.
Okay.
All right. Last story before. Actually, I got one more after this that MBS sent in about Florida, and then we're going to call it a night. Tennessee, right? What happens in Tennessee? Sex with animals, of course.
All right.
Two men. Because obviously, right, if it was a dude and a chick, they'd just fuck each other. But two
right.
men, no gay shit, right?
Only how funny would that be? Dude, female, sex with an animal.
Bust it
with... Like, why?
It's kind of our thing, and her vagina is effed, so I had to fuck this cow. But no gay shit. Female animals only.
Right, right.
So yeah, they've been sentenced for engaging sexual activity with animals on a Middle Tennessee farm. You the only 10 I see. Ah! He said to the cow. Investigators said Thursday, 58-year-old James Michael Tate. Why are you still fucking at 58?
Well, dude, my is dad's what, like, oh, my dad's in his 50s.
Is that what happens, though? You get so old, you're just so sick of fucking chicks. You're like... I fucked a pipe and my dick got stuck in it, so that's out. No hardware. I'm totally fucking sick and tired of fucking chicks. I'm gonna go fuck this goat, I think. I think that's, yeah, I'm definitely gonna fuck this goat.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna go.
Like a great idea. Let's
I think I'm gonna
that.
Go. I'm gonna go fuck one of Red Fox's friends instead.
Hey, you know what?
I will face fuck Red Fox's friends right now in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Would you like me to hold them down for you?
Maybe.
So you could skull fuck them.
Maybe.
Death.
I might.
Would that make you happy?
I might fuck them in the pee hole. I don't know.
Oh, God. Did you see what I just did?
Don't shake your head at my jokes. You don't know me. You don't
I
fucking
know. I shake
my
head at his jokes. It's okay.
I shake my dick at your jokes. Suck on those nuts. That's right. So, yeah, farm sex. They were videotaping, I guess. That's always smart. I guess if you're going to fuck animals, would you take the time to videotape it so you can make money off of it? Or, because if I'm fucking animals, I probably don't want anyone
yeah,
else
no.
to know.
No.
Okay? Unless it's my thing and I have a... business, let's say.
Right, like
an LLC, if you will.
Like donkey shows or donkey something.
Donkeyshow.com.
You know? Right, right.
That's fucked. The dude, he's 58, he pleaded no contest on Monday, was given 10 years of probation. 44-year-old Kenny Thompson, the farm owner. Oh, snap! You got fucked by your own farmer. Ugh. Oh, in that case, no crime. I'll allow it. We already set that rule. If they're your animals, you can do whatever you want to them. You can
fuck
like
them. It's like a Tyson farm.
I bred these chickens with no beaks so I can fuck them.
Right.
And for you guys to eat. It's easier to process.
I kept them on a strict diet of semen.
And my nuts.
Right.
Grape nuts. All right. The authorities say he videotaped another man having sex with a horse. And that guy later died of internal injuries from the accident. Was that Mr. Hands? This happened in 05, it said. And the guy's name is Tate. Is that Mr. Hands? I wonder if that was that video. Huh. The Washington investigators said they found about 100 pornographic bestiality videos of Tate and others. I bet that was it. I bet that was Mr. Hands. That... You don't remember a long time ago that video of the dude who got fucked by the horse and then died?
No.
And they had a bunch of videos and shit. I bet that was him. I bet it was. Look it up. His name was, I forget what the name of the guy that died was. Kenneth Pinyan, it said.
Mr. Hands. Why is it called Mr. Hands?
That's just what the video was called. I don't know. That's just what it was known of, what it was known as on the internet was Mr.
Hands. So you get
Hands.
To see a horse rape a dude?
Yeah, and they died from it. Like, the horse plowed his ass. It's fucked up, dude.
Why did that happen?
Have you ever seen a horse cock, dude? It's like this big.
But why did that happen?
Why did he die?
No, why did the horse rape him?
They were fucking it. It was their thing, you could say.
Oh.
Is it Mr. Hands? Is that the video burger for reals? I bet it was. That's
Send
crazy.
Send it to info@thejamhole.com because I want to see
well,
it.
Well, the link's in the chat. But yeah, email that to me if you could, and I'll throw it in the show notes with this story.
Yeah, no, I saw a video of a dude. There's this dildo.
Just,
it's like...
I'm sorry. Tate just sounded familiar, and that was the farmer's name. So I thought that's who it was. So.
Anyway, there was this dildo that's like 3 fucking foot long, right? And this guy puts it in between his mattress and box spring and fucks it, and you can see the dildo... poke out through his abdomen.
That's disgusting.
And he's just going at it. He's like,
the only time I want to see something like that happen is when I'm fucking you and it's your abdomen from my cock. So.
Yeah, no.
Thank you.
No.
So, yeah, they found like 100 videos of Tate and others. Tate got a suspended sentence on a trespassing conviction and Washington later outlawed bestiality. That's weird. I wonder why this... Huh. I don't know. Anyway, and then just this Florida story that MDS sent to us, and I was curious if you were down there when this happens. Apparently, iguanas rain from the trees when it's cold. Have you ever witnessed that?
I have not, but I know that's true.
Red Fox says bestiality is only recently made illegal in Wisconsin. Sucks for you guys. I can fuck this cat. This cat, I can fuck it right now.
Stop it.
I'm fucking it right now.
Stop it.
Ow.
No, anyway, a lot of people have iguanas and stuff down there, but like they're not really indigenous to the area so much. So they don't really they're not like everywhere, and they don't just like fall out of trees.
KN says, but in Florida, you can fuck porcupines. I did read that somewhere. Also,
yeah, you don't want to do that.
So iguanas are non-native species that many folks have been trying to eradicate here at you know what's weird? When I was in detox down in Florida, there was a huge fucking iguana that would always roll through because we were like outside. There was an outside deck and shit where you'd smoke at.
They run funny.
And palm trees and shit.
Uh-huh.
And there was always this big old fat, like, this thing was like huge, dude. Big old fucking iguana.
I've seen 6 foot long fucking iguanas, dude.
I petted him and shit. Like, he'd let you get close to him, and I tried to, like, pick him up, and he freaked the fuck out and took off. But we would always feed him, like, cantaloupes and shit. Yeah, they're all, like, they remind me of Dr. Roxo when he's dancing. That's how they run. But yeah, they're pretty cool, man. I don't know. The thing was fucking big, though, and he was like, duh.
Sorry, I just pictured Dr. Roxo doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, this other dude that was in detox with me was talking about how they would, like, trap them and eat them and shit. And I was like, ugh, no thanks. I'm not into eating reptiles.
I'll do it.
For some reason.
I would love to eat it.
It doesn't seem like a viable food. I mean, I understand it's an animal and shit, but it just never, like, hits
I've
with
eaten
me
a lot
that
of
this
stuff
is
that isn't, like, a viable food thing, okay?
Well, yeah, but...
I'm up to try anything. I've eaten cow tongue, and it's really good.
That's... Ugh, nah.
It's really good.
It doesn't appeal to me in sound, and I think that would just totally fuck it up to me.
I know.
Me.
It's okay.
It's like fucking elk nuts. I'm sure they're great, but just because of what it is, I'm not
I've
putting
Rocky
it in...
Mountain oysters.
I know.
They're
all
bad.
About the nuts.
They're not bad.
Gonna eat some of my oysters.
But.
But. So, these things are falling from the trees when it gets below 40 degrees.
Well, they're cold-blooded animals. Of course they're gonna fucking fall out of the goddamn trees.
This guy
it's
says it's almost like they go to sleep...
Duh, they're cold-blooded.
They freeze?
No, you don't understand.
What?
A cold-blooded animal, when it gets cold, their fucking bodies slow down. They get lethargic. That's why snook swim up into the Braden River to get the fucking backwash from the ocean that's warm.
Is that why?
Yeah, Shadow you can Heart literally says, walk in Braden River and pick them up because they're so lethargic.
You think that's gross, but the roid sticking out your ass isn't. I didn't say it wasn't gross. I'm not eating the roid sticking out of my ass.
Yeah,
she
and
might
has
be.
A point. They hibernate, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, they don't do cold, okay? You ever seen a fly when it gets
no,
cold and
never.
It's all like
I've never seen a fly.
I'm gonna kill you.
All right. Well, thanks for that anyway. Yeah. You got anything else before we get out of here?
No, I do not. All right.
I got some babysitting to do, but...
You got some roid popping to do.
No, I'm not going to pop it. I'm going to just let it go
I'm
away.
I'm going to videotape you popping it.
I'm not going to fucking pop it, because I remember that hurt, and I was messing with it, and nah, that hurts.
It's not
going to
go away.
It will. It'll go away in 2 days. It'll be gone tomorrow.
Okay.
You watch.
Okay.
Why do you say that?
Because I've had them.
So have I, and they always go away in a couple days.
You didn't even know what it was till I told you.
But I've had what I have before, and if that's what it is, I'm just saying, I know that I've had this before when I was younger, and they always go away. It's been a long time since I've had them. I've been really good about not pushing really hard when I poop. I just let it slide out. I let nature take its course, if you will. Oh, look, Burger found the Mr. Hands video. Check out the chat. TheJamHole.com/live. If you missed it, I'm sure we'll mention it again sometime. But yeah, you got anything else? We good? We done?
Nope. I am
all
good
right.
to go.
Email us info@TheJamHole.com. Leave us a message 406-244-687. TheJamHole.com is where all our shit's at. /YouTube, Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, Danny, all that stuff. So yeah, we'll see you guys Monday. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.